In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Lamed Vav, the halachas of walking on grass, on the tree, Siv Dalet, on the top of Kofi Aleph and Aleph. Says B'chabi Yesh Lizar, one has to be careful Malachta Zeroin, from throwing seeds, but Malkim Yeridus Kishamim, in the place where rain comes down. Shosei Malat Smech, you're going to end up sprouting. Vim Yashlech L'tan Agoylem, you'll be throwing it to the chickens. La Yashlech, you're trying to throw it like a Shish Shech L'Baba Yoyim, only the measurement that they can eat that day. Oily Yomayim in 2 days. Vim Obim Malkim Jiz Ragli Adon Naiv, it's in the place where people step and trample, Mutter, it's permitted. Shein Tzavah, let's Malach, because it's not going to end up sprouting. Says Mishmur Sivkot Laman Aleph, you have to be careful from throwing seeds. The Malkim Yudis Geshamim, in the place where the rain comes down. It's somewhat meant to say, Shamakam Olach, that place is moist. Malkim Yudis Geshamim, because the rain, Shirogah Leiricham, that usually comes down. But the Gwad and Sivkot Geshamim come as Lachin, Kagam, the old other soft places that are similar. Sivkot Laman Beis. And the problem is, Shasivkot, let's make it the end of sprouting period. Shiitz Mechu Machma is Harikov, they're going to sprout because it's soft. Kedar Kol Tvua, like the way of old grain, when you put it into water, it'll come on, like we see later on, but you have shorts possible. There's mom rub in the long period of time. You start spakarka, it's going to take root into the ground. So rather, if you throw it to the chickens, you should only throw the amount that they'll eat that day, oily you might more in 2 days. If it's man rub kizen, such a small amount of time, they're not going to sprout. For sure, they're not going to take root in the ground. Where if it's an amount of food that they would eat in 3 days or more, the seeds are going to sprout, and then you're going to be liable retroactively because of planting. Also, according to one opinion, the whole measurement of rooting in the Elish Lashiyam is only 3 days. I enjoy my Piskechuba. But now you show the Mayor, the Hishlak, because it's only 5 months. So we threw the seeds in one shot. Because if not, anyways, we'll be forbidden to throw that amount because you're then doing hachani preparing for a weekday to say to Shabbos because you're giving them more food than they need for this one day of Shabbos. Tiff, hey, asafim sha'allah al-is na kli, melachas akli. Regarding these type of grass that grows on the handle of a vessel from the moisture of the vessel, chashuvim kemi chabarim lakarka, it's considered like attached to the ground, but toshel chayib, and whoever detaches is going to be liable. Siv kot lamadal, says Mishbura, that it grows melachas akli from the moisture of the vessel, commercial motzui, the way it's common, but leash, shashayim metamid with a pitcher, that they always draw the water from the well with it. Shagadelim bekumin pitcher, it's like it grows in the, like this type of like truffles, like type of mushrooms, like the type of fungus. Siv kot lamahei. Chayiv, one is going to be liable for detaching it, because you're operating something from where its point of growth is. It's a derivative of the malacha of harvesting. But it's not similar to a pot that doesn't have a perforation, doesn't have a hole. That tells me no pot that if someone detaches from it, it's going to be examined. Because it's not connected to the general ground of the world. There it's different yet, because it's not the way of planting over there. Mashiach and Hachor, it's not the case over here. That is the primary growth of fungus. But planting is usually done from the ground, and here it's not, by the Atzusay and the Nakam. But then saying is that Tilish Kishus Mezme Vahigi, if someone detaches hops from his Mahigi, Pirish Kites, and these thorn bushes, even if these hops are not connected to the ground. You're operating something from its point of growth. Growing grass that was stuck into the earth from before Shabbos, so that they should be moist. You let hold on to the leaves and take them out. As long as they didn't take root. It also has to be that it doesn't want it to take root. Also, but if he intended for it to be planted, then it's forbidden. Regarding the grasses that were stuck into the earth from before Shabbos, and the reason why was kadesh yulachem, that they should be moist. For example, these grasses, that they're beautiful to look at and to smell, and they fill up a jug full with soft earth, and they stick it inside that little pot, says Rashi. But the same thing is taken from the same thing is sticking to the ground. But kimchin mechavan shirshtarshusham, that's not its intention that it should take root over there, it's just that it should remain soft. Sivkot and lamatzai. So you let a hold of lechaz ba'olam, you let a grab a hold of the leaves. Imreit to larich, meaning if he wants to smell them. We don't require him to take it out and put it back in from before Shabbos. We'll allow some linnets and then to stick it and take it out and then put it back in. until you make a wide area in the earth that is actually yaza offer b'shtevaz b'shabbos, so that it won't be moving the earth when he removes it on Shabbos. Because afili yaza offer, even if he moves the earth, less lambo, not bother with that shari. Even tam lambo yada, he's not moving the earth with his hands. And they have some only through the grass. V'nil until tam the tzad, the shari. It's only an indirect moving from the side with something else, meaning through the leaves, and that's permitted. What we wrote over there in the name of the Achrayim, which is Dershi 23 springs, that they write, that's not permitted to take them out only when they're stuck into the ground of a field. But if you're stuck into the ground of a house, then it's forbidden to take them out, because you might come to smooth it out afterwards, the pit that was created in the ground of the house, through the taking out of the leaves, and that would be a problem about buying them. Sivkot and Lamet Ches. So you're allowed to hold on to the leaves, Uloitin, and to take them out. That same thing is, you actually allowed to put it back afterwards into their place. If the hole didn't close up when you took them out, because if not, then it's forbidden according to the opinion of Rabbi Magid, and it's brought in Shin Shinav Sivkan Chafav Magid Abram. Look over there in the Rabbi that agrees with him, if it closed up. Sivkan Lamates. But as long as Husha Hushlai Shushra, the long that it didn't take root, in other words, it's before 3 days. That's what that Lai Shushra, then for sure it didn't take root. The Mishushra, because if it took root, Shin Shaslatim, then of course you're not taking Machar, you're Ugad of Magidol, you're operating something from its growth. Sivkat and Mem. But Avalim Hulu, if his intention was for planting, then it's forbidden. The Kimishim Tchubim Mitmun Bekarki Shazram, because since it's stuck in and it's hidden in the ground like other seeds, the Gamis Gamlazram, he also had a mind to plant them. Because Rabban were Geyser, Lloyd Lislach Luvalit Lishlach Ashlash, and I want you not to confuse it, to detach it after that it already took root.
Siv Zayin, Asa Litlish, it's forbidden to detach Afilim Otsit Shain and Akav, even from a pot that's not perforated, meaning there's no hole that's nurturing from the ground. Says the Mishnah Sukkunim of Uslitlish, it's forbidden to detach. Well, then same thing is Usla Hashkas has drawn Shabbatoy Chaotzes, that you're not allowed to water the seeds that are inside that pot. Vilima Otzes Humanabaliyah, and even if this pot is in the attic. Kamganish Isabhoza, there's still a prohibition regarding all this. Sivkot Membeis, even though that Sha'in and Akab, that there's no hole nurturing from the ground. A matzah naka, but if it's a pot that has a hole, chiyu benami yesh b'zeh, not only is it prohibited, but it's even a biblical liability. V'sheyendik b'nei karka de'en naka, because it's nurturing from the ground through the hole. Shemadich l'chluchas ha-karka de'echam, where it smells the moisture of the ground through the hole. But v'lem ho'yen nekeb katan kakach, and even if the hole was so small, shebechdei, sheyatzim ben eshedesh katan, shepochis megizayis, just the amount that could come out from it, a small root that's less than the size of an olive. And even if the hole was in the wall, the side wall of the pot, since it's opposite what was hidden from the root in the earth, as the Sharatin Islam Vav says, that's coming to exclude if the hole was in the wall above the geza, above that root. That's what we say in the name of the Rashba. And continues with Ruth, says, because you can all the more so in who beshulam negat asherish, if it's on the bottom, opposite the root, for sure, that's going to be a problem. Siv ches, atzitz, pirish, chatzi kad, shazorim shemasavim, it's a half of a jug, which they planted with their grass, says the Aruch. Says the Mechaba further, afil in an akav, even if there's no hole, yesh lizar, melit lemagat na gabakarkish, should be careful from picking it up from the ground, lanichi gabesedis, and putting it on pegs, on the stand, or yipcho, the other way around, from the pegs onto the ground. Bein shur shal eitz, whether it's made out of wood, bein shur charis, whether it's made out of earthenware. Says in Mishbur, Sivkat Mem Gimel, Afele in Naku, even if there's no hole, because if there's a hole, of course, then it's you're literally detaching, as the Bible call disconnect. No, even if there's no hole, the Gemara says, even here, Yesh Chashash Shleishim Adaran, there's a rabbinic concern about detaching, and the Shemasi Gimel Kassim Ad, because you're still interrupting the nurturing a little bit. Even though there's no hole, but Choshkin, no, the more so, if the pot has a hole, but the Tzach Lizar, because of course you have to be careful regarding this. So the Sharatin Islam and Zayin says, look at the Simachin Yubayz, Mishabris of Katin Yubayz, what I wrote over there, which the Dirshu 35 brings, that he writes regarding someone who wipes himself after he takes care of his needs. There's a lot of wipe with a pebble that grass has grown on, and even if the pebble is on the ground, and even if there's some rabbinic prohibition of Talisha, but in that situation, because of covered abuse, because of human dignity, they're not geyser. But in general, that's what we're saying, it would be a problem. So the Siddur Sharatin further says, according to this, even when there's a hole, it's only going to be rabbinic, because since he's not separating something between the pot and the ground, because if not, then even to pick up a pebble that has grass from the ground to wipe with it, it's forbidden, the way Rashi proves it in the Sugya. And he says, even so, the Mechab is Isim Lahachmer to be stringent also by Otzat She'in Anokiv, and it's not a Gzer like Gzer, because there are opinions amongst the Rishonim to be stringent by wood, even if there's no hole, because wood is like there is a hole, and some say the opposite, that by earthenware you have to be stringent, and to be stringent, the Mechab, the Beis Yosef was concerned for both Purushim, the way that Vilna Gaon explains in his beer, and that's why he says that it's a problem even with Otzat's She'in Anokim. Sivkat Mem Daud, and also one has to be careful from picking up from the ground and to put it, Al Gabi say this on top of pegs. What it means to say is, even though you're not separating anything between the pot and the ground, because we know the morsa memida Al Gabi eats them, Al Gabi begotten, for sure they're putting on wood or on garments, that's something separating, that for sure the Eshbeze is through, that's his prohibition. Here he's just elevating it in space. Now, if you do this with a perforated pot, the detaching and planting, going to whichever direction it is, a biblical problem. If I can't, wants to be very careful, but clean, with this vessel that has these aromatic grass, that people generally keep in their house, not to take it from the ground and put it on the table, the other way around, which the Shaar HaTzion says, and even regarding moving it in general, Prim Gordon is a little mafakvik, you know, about even the actual moving itself, look over there. Sivkat memhei, or to take it from the pegs on, down onto the ground. And the reason is, Mishom Zariah, because that's the problem about planting. As the Shaar HaTzion says, according to my humble understanding, you have from the Saraya to the opinion of those who hold that psikresha, something that's inevitable, is forbidden even by rabbinic halacha, which is what this is, and look at Shinyadav in the Mogen Avram. Be'alacha, there's a Ramah, Be'agot, says Ramah, Yichur Shal Ilon, a branch of a tree, Shinifshach Me'ev Shabbos Me'ilon, which was attached from the tree from before Shabbos, Ubay Pechas, and there's fruits on it, Mutalit L'Shapesim in the Shabbos, you love to detach the fruits from that. Like you have by grapes from the cluster and the branch on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yerucham, the Sibid Beis, Chelik Beis. Be'alacha and the Ramasel, Ma'atzach Enokov, that it's forbidden to detach even from a pot that doesn't have a hole. So it says, look at Mishpah Sivkat Mem Beis. He says, and you should know that Achleisha Mishpah Simrish Beis of Beis is brought to Machleik, that some say that by a wooden pot, even if it's not perforated, it's like it has a hole, because wood is moist, and it nurtures from the ground, and you don't need to have a hole only by an earthenware vessel. And some say, to the contrary, by earthenware you don't need a hole, because it's similar to earth, which is not the case by wood. Look over there, and the truth, there's also a third opinion that's brought in Taisa Menachas Pehei, look over there, that by earthenware it has to have a hole, and by wood, even if it's a hole, it's like there's no hole, and he says, he's not the place to be lengthy. There must have been we said that like a pot, even if there's no hole, one has to be careful from taking it from the ground. Says seemingly the reason is because he holds that when there's a hole, there's issur d'oraisa like the opinion of the Rambam. So therefore he's stringent when there's no hole, at least rabbinically. But if that's the case, so then he shouldn't have said unspecifically in Shinya Beis of Gimel that a pebble that has grass growing in it, that you're allowed to wipe with it, because it sounds like that even to lift it up from the ground, that we wouldn't permit it, it's the rest because of that. Rather, obviously, that he holds the Mechaber over there, like Shiz Rashi and Taisa over there, like the way the Magen Avraham writes over there. But he says, what's appropriate is like the Vilna Gaon writes, that he was concerned for the opinion of those who hold that one of these vessels, that when there's no hole, is like it is a hole. And he was concerned for the two Purushim, and says, it's a Tumi on the Bera Goyla, that's Mitzayim the Mechaber, that's from the Goy Sashri. And explicitly, it's wrote over there, Atzitz Naka. The Masla Gabi Yisedus, that one has to be careful from picking up from the ground and putting it on pegs. Look at Mishbisa Kutnam Dowd regarding otzitz with the aromatic herbs. It says, however, it seems that by a jug of grain that's standing on the ground, even if there's a hole, you ought to pick it up and to put it on the table. And the proof is from what's brought in the Gemara of Hemhei and it's brought in the Simishin Yud, the wheat that was planted in the ground and it didn't take root yet, that you ought to be malakated and to eat it, and there's no problem about muktzah. And aren't you separating its vitality? Rather, obviously, because since it didn't take root yet, so there's no problem about vitality from the ground, and it's like it's just laying there on the table. And even according to what we wrote in Sibichin Yud and Nimim Iri, that specifically when they're laying there uncovered on above, but if they're stuck into the earth, it's forbidden at least in Rabbanan. And here also it's possible to say that this, that it's in the jug that has the hole, it's like hidden in the ground. However, since it didn't start taking sprout yet, so it's not any better than the grass that stuck into the earth literally, that didn't take root, that we brought in Sebab, that you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos because it didn't take root and doesn't want it to take root. And the same thing is over here. It doesn't have a mind with putting it over there for the purposes of Zriya, and it didn't start sprouting yet. And this of the Atzis, that obviously is Toma with Zeram, are placed over there, that took root in the earth and the Atzis, and also even if there's no earth in that Atzis, and the Zeram did not start sprouting yet, Mishtama, he has in mind that he put over there in the Atzis for the purpose of Zriya, because, and then when there's a hole, for sure, it's forbidden to remove it from the ground, because he had in mind for Zriya, so it's like planting in the earth, because since there's a hole, as it brought in Sivav, and then he has in mind for Zriya, it's going to be Aser. This that the Mechaber is Machmer, even when there's no hole, is because one of the vessels, wood or earthenware, when you say when there's no hole, it's like it has a hole. And this is stringent by both of them because of a subic, is the way, like I wrote previously. It says, however, this is all if it's placed over there only a day or two, where for sure the seeds didn't start sprouting yet. But if it's placed there many days, where it's close to say that you have in the bottom of the jug some seeds that started sprouting through the hole that's in the jug, where it has the aroma from the ground and has nurturing from the ground, when you pick up the jug from the earth, it stops its vitality. And even though he's not intending for this, it's psychration, it's inevitable. And so regarding lifting up a jug from the table and to put it on the ground, it's not appropriate only if he has a mind that's just stay there a day or two. But if it's there to stay many days, and that area is a moist area, like it's obvious previous sense of doubt, because if not, then we're not concerned that it's going to sprout at the end. Then it would seem that it's forbidden, because at the end, for sure, it's going to, the seeds are going to sprout, and it's going to draw its vitality from the ground, and then it's considered by standing over there, like as if it's planting over there. Some of the deer shoe number 21. Even though the melacha of zereya is completed when you put the seeds in the ground, and even if you then gather it afterwards, you didn't remove the issur that you did, as the Mechatz Chinuch writes, and Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nisgrotz explains that's specifically when you have a mind to plant, and you plant the way it's normally planted. But if you put seeds unintentionally for planting, for example, let's say for eating for the chickens or stuff like that, then you didn't violate issur zereya as long as the seeds did not take root in the ground. On the other hand, the opinion of the Igli Tal is that the Chiba Zriya is only when it takes root. And according to him, someone plants seeds and he wants to uproot them, he's not over there, so it's Zriya. And even if he planted the way it's normally planted, and it's more inferior than the Malach HaShem Tzirka L'Gufa. And Shlomo Zalman explains according to his opinion, because it's like you're just burying it in the ground. There's number 22. Even though that the share of the seeds taking root in the ground is 2 weeks, as written in your day, some rishon the gimel, rishon the gimel, and the kudus of kesef, and dogam rabba, truish of labor eyes, based on what's written, truish chasam said with it. However, after 3 days, it's already a suffix, it's already a doubt maybe that the seed took root. And then the Nishmas Adam, he writes that the shear is 3 days, it's not because of the seeds taking root in the ground, it's just because in that amount of time, it's possible that the seed starts sprouting from the moisture. And he adds on that according to this opinion, you let throw the seeds that didn't sprout yet from the moisture, it's just that through that it catches in the ground, for example, like a seed of a peach or something like that. I mean, you gotta throw it away. Dish number 23, corals that grow in the ocean. Jewish people believe, right, it's brought in the Yushami, that someone who takes from them is chayv because of kaitzit, because that's makom gidul, it's where it grows. And the same thing is by taking a sponge, which is a type of a sprout that grows in the ocean from where it's growing, and also taking regarding gumi, which is a type of a liquid that gets created from a certain tree, like rubber from the tree, that would be a problem. There's number 24 in our times where the norm is to plant the sprouts in the atzat she'in and akav, for example, let's say flower pots or things like that. Shlomo is inclined that you detach it from the atzat she'in and akav b'chayv achatzis, because that's already derech gedula. But from pitrias, from truffles, that's brought in the Gemara Shabbos, that you detach chayv achatzis, even though it doesn't sprout on the ears of on the handles of vessels only at times. There's number 26. There's number 29. Someone plants in the atzat she'in and akav, in the non-perforated pot, Mishmasadim writes, and the Aruch HaShulchan, that you chayv because of zereya, because since in every way of planting, when you had an intention to sprout the seeds, that's the av melacha. On the other hand, Shuvah Sheva Levi writes that the pin of most achrayim are inclined that you're going to be potter. Dish number 30, earth that's spread out on a roof, Chuvas Arash writes, has a luck like karka, and not a plant in the rice, because anything that's permanent attached to the ground, and the norm is the plant over there is considered like karka, and the ear that's beneath the roof is not considered like as if it's attached from the ground. There's number 31, a atzis nakov, a perforated pot that's placed on a stone floor. Chaznish writes that the seeds that's sprouting over there are not nurturing from the ground. And writes on this in Shuvash Balevi, that his intention is only by a stone floor, literally. But when the stone floor is not literally stone, especially the tiles that are made out of a mixture of earth and other things, so that would not interrupt the yunika. And even if he places the pot on the upper stories, because the floors themselves are majority earth, so in general, beneath them, you already have earth laying there. And that's also been Obel Yashav. However, it would seem that only Lechomer is considered like it's nurturing through the tiles, but not to be lenient to drag the atzis that's laying on the ground and to put it on to the tiles. Another thing, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that only a pot that's standing on the ground itself is considered like atzis nakav. However, not when it's standing in the attic. And you don't compare atzis that's in the attic to earth that's spread on the roof, according to the Rush, as we brought in the previous comment, where specifically when you spread a lot of earth on the roof and you plant it over there, that's considered karka oilam because that's a permanent thing, which is not the case by a pot that you move from place to place. There's number 32, the Chaznish writes regarding the halachas of Shemitah, that we're not well versed in this measurement of what's considered like enough for a sherish cotton to go through a hole. And therefore, anytime the hole is bigger than a measurement that liquids could go out easily, you have to be stringent and to consider like a atzanaka. From the Yashiv is that if the hole is big enough, then bigger than a millimeter, you have to be stringent and to consider like a atzanaka. Regarding the number of years of arla of a sapling that was planted in atzanaka and then afterwards you plant it in the ground, Chuzmanazizka is inclined that if the area of the hole is come out 2 centimeters, it's possible to consider it like the shirvashirish cotton. And if it's possible, you should be stringent like a tchila to make it in the measurement that's around 4 centimeters. Shur Shiva Levi writes, the name of the Mishnah Achreina and Uktzin, that sounds like from the Mishnah over there, that's enough with a manudim hole. However, in the words of the Rambam, Nechaz Trumas, it sounds like that the shear is close to Kazais. And even in reality, a small root does not reach that measurement. However, when it's to be stringent, that its measurement is 2.5 centimeters, the way the Gedela place of Achreina established. Dish number 33, Chaznesh explains that the vapors of the ground go upwards, and the nature of seeds is to draw them inside of themselves, even when the hole is from the side, because since the nurturing goes even on diagonal. He also writes over there that only by a hole that's opposite where the roots of the seeds are, that's considered like that the atzis is like attached. But not when the hole is only opposite the branch. And even though the branch sprouts, goes out beyond the atzis opposite the karka, it's considered like attached. However, through the hole from the side, then the nurturing of the branch is not going to be so strong. Dish number 34. Even for a small amount of time, the Ketzer Shulchan writes, it's forbidden on Shabbos to lift up the atzis, because up until you put it back down on the ground, at least that little bit was minimized its nurturing. So Jarag on Shabbos, atzis nakav, a perforated pot that's on the ground, in this girl's holes, that's permitted, because since you didn't pick it off the ground, so the yinika doesn't stop at all, and there's no problem about toilet, there's no problem about zeria. Dershon number 36. Regarding halacha of arla, Chaznish writes that a tree that was planted in the atzitz that's not nakav, that does not have a hole, that's made out of a cheres, of earthenware, chayev an arla min atayr, whereas if it's planted in the atzitz she'ein nakav, it's made out of metal, you're not chayev an arla only min rabbanim, and if it's made out of wood, that depends on the machlokes of placing, and one could be lenient. It's only midrabbanan. Atzis is made out of plastic. Chuvas really right regarding the halachas of shmita. That it's verified through, if it's verified through professionals, that water or moisture cannot get through it. Then it has a halacha like atzis she'en anakav that does not have holes. This girl holds that the yinika does not bubble through it, and has a halacha like atzis from matches from metal, and that's also been olbiyashu. On the other hand, in der chemuna, he writes in the olbiyashu, one has to be stringent to consider like atzis nakav, because we can't really come out clearly in the reality. A chazal never established, and therefore you can't say definitively what its status actually is. In the Bi'al Lacha, the Maskal Shenivshah from Erev Shabbos, the Ramah said, running a branch of a tree that was pulled up from before Shabbos, you're allowed to pluck off the fruits from that branch. That is, that the branch can't live anymore, even though it's still attached with its peel, with its bark. However, you have to be careful regarding this, that people are not well versed regarding this, and not to permit only when it's totally detached from the trees of the Brima Gadim. Dershu 45 says the reason for this halacha is that there's no problem about mafarik, of unloading. Prima Gadim writes that mafarik doesn't apply only by unloading of a food from the waste matter that conceals it, like the unloading of a wheat from its chaff. Nigla Tal writes a different reason, that the idea of malach mafarik is unloading food from waste matter after it's detached, and since it's not the norm to detach the branch and then the peiris, just to detach the peiris straight from the tree, so the separation between the fruits and the branch is not included in mafarik, and that's as written in Sefer Shvi'is HaShabbos.